Let's get started.
Understand, like, things just that I didn't understand about life. You show me, like, love I've just never had before.
Basically, what he's telling her,
I never knew that love. I hope that and wish that we come out this experience together.
Mm-mm. I don't think she buys it. She thinks she's going to lose this guy.
I hope that the connections that you make ultimately help us and that we walk out of here engaged.
Stop the cap. No, she doesn't. And that's okay.
I mean, we'll see how it goes.
I want to know more about, like, how you actually feel about me, you know?
That's weird. You being my husband, and I hope that this experience shows you that you want me to be your wife.
Okay. Okay, Ray. I mean, when it comes to you, I can talk about you forever and tell you exactly how I feel. And when it's you, with you, it's just like super closed off, you know?
Because I'm afraid of being hurt.
But that is, open, I mean, if you, if people. Okay, and.
Oh, I'm afraid of being hurt. See this? Women, this is so funny. When guys say to women, well, you should be vulnerable, you should be emotionally open, well, I don't want to get hurt. But then they want to turn around and shame us for the same thing. We want you to be vulnerable, but we're not going to be vulnerable. Women don't want vulnerability, guys. They want leverage. The only reason they want you to show their weaknesses is so they can use that weakness to fuck you over. That's it. I'm not saying that that's what this girl is doing, but dude, this whole let's you be vulnerable and me closed off. No. That's not going to work. That is not going to work. Dude, fuck that.
If you're emotional and you feel some type of way, this is what I'm here for. That's why I'm your man, right? For you, when you're emotional, you want to talk to somebody, you can talk to me. That's what I'm here for. Tomorrow you're gonna be dating other guys, and they're like, "Oh, how do you feel? Are you gonna spill to them, or are you just gonna be set off to everybody else too?"
No, I guess that's something that I have to work on. I guess that's why we're here, because we have stuff that we need to work on.
So it sounds like she's closed off. I do believe that she really does love this guy, at least as far as I can tell. But it appears that one of his hesitations as far as marrying her is, number one, he feels like he's too young. But number two, she apparently is not a very emotional person around him.
Can you explain why you love Zay and why you think he's somebody that you coming into this
world? Good question.
I think, I don't know, can we skip that question and come back to it?
Unbelievable. So the producer just asked, listen, why do you love Zay? And she can't say anything. Like, something's wrong. Listen, we're going to have to watch this a little bit longer, but something's wrong here. Something is very, very wrong here. Zay just told her, hey, look, man, like, you need to show a little bit more emotion. I think that's probably one of the main reasons as to why he hasn't squeezed the trigger on the marriage yet. But the producer just asked him, and listen, producers aren't stupid. They're like, wait a minute, does she really love this guy? And she asked her, hey, can you, let's rewind that. This is important. Listen to this.
No, I guess that's something that.
Listen very closely.
And I guess that's why we're here, because we have stuff that we need to work on.
Can you explain why you love Zay and why you think he's somebody that you coming into this want to marry?
Listen.
I think. I don't know, can we skip that question?
It took her 15 seconds. It took her 15 seconds. She can't answer the question. So she had me fooled. I don't think she loves him. And we're going to find... something is off with this. I don't even have a prediction here, because this seems to be enigmatic. Dre Raven says, facts, Don. If anyone doubts this the next time a woman asks you to be vulnerable, tell her a bullshit weakness or fear, then wait to see if she tries to exploit said fake weakness. Oh, that's a good one. JBlaze11 says she was either from an emotionally damaged house, or she's been fucked by a lot of niggas. It could be both, actually. Yeah, Edub says, I don't blame Zay. Would you marry a girl who acts like this? Sure wouldn't. Sure would not.
Come back to it, or is that the last one?
Something is up with this chick.
I'm stressed out that you're gonna end up liking somebody else.
And I'm asking you to talk to me about how you feel, and you can't say anything, but you're stressed out about me liking somebody else.
Yeah, this is the reason he's not all.
You gotta let me know when that makes sense to you. I mean, that don't make sense to me. I feel like I gave you the ultimatum. for real, I'm serious.
Apollo says she's an emotionless black hole. Yeah, there is something going on with this girl. It looks like she has the thousand cock stare. Because, dude, she's beautiful. She's young and beautiful, dude. But, dude, JB84 says, yeah, something is way off. Her words are not even matching her body language. Yes, I love you, and I love you, and I'm afraid that you're going to hook up with somebody else. I don't buy it. I don't buy it.
I want you to be...
Apollo says, emotional damage.
Emotional. I want you to pour out exactly how you feel about me.
Yeah.
But if it's only I care about him, he knows that. If that is the energy from somebody that wants to be with me and, you know, spend the rest of their life with me, I don't know if that's the correct energy.
Okay, all right.
I'm the one issuing the ultimatum.
Exactly.
So I feel like that can push you away.
And that's fine. You're issuing the ultimatum. I should be the person over here shaking in my boots. You're saying if you're not ready to put a ring on my finger, I'm leaving. But you're supposed to be the worried one. This is our last night together.
I can show you better than I can tell you. I'm just going to leave it at that.
This is weird. This is weird. Something is going on with this chick. Something's going on with this chick. And she says, I can show you better than I can tell you. I don't buy that. See?
That's how I'm feeling right now. So.
All right. I mean, it is crazy to me that she gave me an ultimatum and she can't tell me, you know, how she feels about me.
Yeah, this is weird, man.
I can't believe this is reality. And this is our...
Damn, she's got a nice ass, too.
Last night together, and it can potentially change our lives forever.
Yeah, something's wrong with her, man. God damn, look at that ass.
You gotta take these off.
Oh, yeah. I got you.
Shanique and Randall. Why are you taking the heels off, fam? Apollo says, I met a lot of ladies just like this. They can't express any emotions or feelings, but will instead use sex to mask the problem. That's exactly what she just did. She's like, I can show you better than I can tell you. So what does she do? She goes over and wants to bang him. That doesn't mean anything. I banged a lot of girls. Doesn't mean they love me. Doesn't mean I love them. Something's going on with that chick, man.
What are you most excited for? I'm gonna ask you.
I don't know. Not being... nagged all the time.
He's stupid.
I'm not ready to say goodbye to Shanique, but I
did. You should be.
Issue the ultimatum. I wasn't the one that wanted to go through this experience. I'll be dating other people during this ultimatum.
Yeah, JB84 says, but she kissed him easily with no problem. Yeah, I call that emotional damage. Yeah, something's off with that chick, man.
I'm hoping.
Oh, dude, Zay would love April. Jesus Christ, Zay would definitely love April. April's almost psycho.
That she understands what she has at stake.
We're literally like breaking up at this point. Like, this is the last time that we're officially a couple. So
this is insane. That's
really like messing with me right now.
This is not the way relationships are supposed to be, man.
Regardless of things that we go through, I really mean when I say that I really love you.
Emotional damage.
Come here, give me a hug. Come here. It's okay. It's okay.
Stop. Oh yeah, she loves him.
Come on.
She loves him, man.
Come on.
know I love you, right?
What do you mean? Maybe this is the thing that will propel us into new heights in this relationship. And I know you wanted to get married right away, but what if you do come out of this saying that maybe Randall was right, or maybe we should just, you know, take it easy and just wait?
She ain't trying to
hear
that.
We have to go in there open-minded. I know a lot can change within a month. You're scared?
Oh yeah, she's scared.
I know I brought you into this, and so I just don't want to regret it.
It's too late for that, sweetheart.
I realize that I'm the one who asked him to come here, and
she
now
is
I'm allowing
fucking, dude, she is fucking beautiful. Wow.
Him to walk out of my hotel room.
And she speaks well. Now, does she have real hair? Her hair, oh boy. I'm like, dude, I'm like 0 for 70 on these. It looks like she's got real hair. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong, and I'm pretty sure I am.
As a single man, that is just the craziest thing. It's crazy.
To hurt?
Mm-mm.
Who's going to do this for you when I leave?
Nobody. Not as good as you do it.
Oh,
I
want
to go back to sleep. With
God, that
man.
Looks like it feels
I
good.
I do not want to be here. This does not feel good. I feel like he's back in the military again. He's like getting deployed and I have to say bye. You got a masseuse?
I must have find somebody else to...
Oh, good luck.
Attaboy. Attaboy.
You're very in a vulnerable position right now. I'd be very careful. And it's even worse because he's going to go out and he's going to be dating 5 girls a day. So, not a good feeling at all.
Give me a piggyback ride. Let's go. Go.
I got to go change.
Go. Get up. I got you. I'm going everywhere you go.
It's going to be weird, like, not sleeping together the next 4 weeks, basically.
I know.
Going from living with no one to then living with a guy for the first time.
Oh, my
that's
God.
Not you, will
this
be
is
definitely
ridiculous.
A
this
yes,
is ridiculous.
I'm also really nervous, like, living with a girl. And
I bet know. You are.
I'm confident that you'll pick someone that, like, hopefully gets you to where you need to be by the end of this. Hunter wants to move in. I want to get engaged. We just can't agree.
Wait, what's the disagreement? If he wants to move in and you want to get engaged, I don't understand.
Getting less out of moving in. I'm going to cook for you. I'm going to clean for you. I'm going to do your laundry. And you get all of me. And so my thought is, if you're serious about a relationship, then put a ring on my finger.
Nope. Sorry. You see that? You see that? She doesn't want to let him move in because he hasn't put a ring on her finger. See? What she needs to understand, what this girl needs to understand, is that she does not have the leverage. He has the leverage. Every man in a relationship, whether he knows it or not, has leverage over the woman he's dating. I have leverage over Devin. I have relationship leverage over Devin. Devin could go out and fuck, dude, Devin can go out and get more dick than I could ever get pussy without even trying, right? But the number of men who would actually commit to her long term, that pales in comparison to the number of girls that would like to be with me long term. Could Devin replace me? Maybe. But the odds are not in her favor. Could I replace Devin? Oh, hell yeah. Kevin Samuels actually said this on my show. He's like, look, man, one thing that you have in your relationship, one of the things that works is the fact that you have leverage. And a lot of people take offense. Oh, my God, you have leverage. Just because I said it doesn't mean that I created the rules. Just because no one says that men don't have leverage over their women in relationships doesn't mean it's not true. I have leverage over my girlfriend. That is one of the many elements that keeps this thing together. And the reason I have leverage, and I say this all the time, is because there are a hell of a lot more Devons than there are Donovans. That's leverage. Supply and demand. The more something is available, the less it's worth. No, this is not saying that Devin is worth less. But I'm worth more than she is because there are so many more of her than there are of me. That's what this comes down to. So this woman trying to say, well, look, you're trying to get all of me and da-da-da-da-da, you're goddamn right. You're goddamn right. And you're about to find out that he can replace you. You'll be, listen, it's funny. The reason why Casey brought Evan to Temptation Island, because Evan didn't want to get married. Casey said, oh, okay, you don't want to get married? Fine, we'll go to Temptation Island and we'll see what's up. Casey fucked up because she put Evan in position to replace her, which she absolutely did. By the third day, Casey was already regretting. She's like, oh my God, I'm regretting this. I want to go home, blah, 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 blah. She regrets bringing Evan to that island to this day. You better fucking believe it. You better fucking believe it. So for her to be giving him this ultimatum, she's going to regret it. You don't have leverage, sweetheart. He does. Now, let's just say that this girl, let's just say she's a verified virgin. If I, Donovan Sharp, here at 44 years old, if I'm dating a 19 or 20-year-old girl who is a virgin, and she's not giving up the... I verified that she's a virgin. We did the hymen test and all that. We know she's a virgin, never had sex with anybody. And she comes to me and says, hey, Donovan, we've been dating for a year. I want to get married. I want to have a family. If you don't put a ring on my finger, we can't be together. She has leverage. You want to know why? Because there are a lot more of me than there are of her. There are not many. There are not many Donovans in the world. There are not many Donovans in the world. There are even less virginal women who are 19, 20, 21 years old. The least there are of you, the more leverage you have. This is why virginal women, young virginal women, even mildly attractive, this is why they have leverage in the sexual marketplace. Because there's almost no such thing as a virgin anymore, as far as girls are concerned. This woman does not have the leverage, and she, unfortunately, like Casey overplayed her hand, she's going to overplay her hand.
I love you.
Hard to say goodbye.
So much.
I love you.
I'm going to miss you.
Yeah, she does have kind of a manly jaw, but it is what it is. Damn. Nipples. There's a slut tell.
There's a part of me that really struggles with the concept of an ultimatum. And so to take such a hard stance and not give sort of any opportunity for discussion is frustrating.
That's all right, Hunter. Take your frustrations out on these bitches.
To you before we separate, I just want to make sure you're getting the full experience. Don't feel like you have to hold yourself back.
Oh, boy.
Because that's why we're here.
Oh, my God, dude. He does not want this girl. He says, hey, I don't want you to hold back. If you need to suck a nigga's dick, go ahead and suck a nigga's dick. Don't want you to hold back. I'll tell you this. The one way she can end her relationship is start fucking with niggas. Because she's the one that says she was attracted to one of the black dudes.
To make sure you're getting, in the end, exactly what you want.
Wow.
And to leave with the person you want.
Oh, my God. He's out. He doesn't
want her.
That's
the hardest thing for me to say. But I know it's probably the best thing for you.
Wow.
And me.
And wow.
I love having you around.
Apollo says she's the type of woman that thinks she can easily replace him. Yes, every woman thinks that they can easily replace their boyfriend or husband. Some of them are right. Some of them are wrong. But the blonde-haired chick, psh, no way.
I love doing everything I do. It's better doing it with you. I'm trying to get a picture of my life without you in it, and that's very hard.
Knowing like we're going to be separated. I'm extremely scared, but I'm extremely happy that you're going to get to experience that.
Oh my
spending
God.
This time with somebody else.
Jesus Christ.
I think will really tell you.
Oh my God, dude. This is over with. This is over. He doesn't want to marry this girl. He doesn't want to marry this girl. She clearly gave him the ultimatum. Or, wait a minute. Who gave the ultimatum in this one?
That I am the one for you.
I know I need to be ready at the end of this. But that's not something that I can just push myself into. And it's not something I'm going to pretend to do if I can't.
Oh.
It's really scary because I have to either be there or you won't be there. The only thing scarier than losing you right now would be to marry you.
The only thing scarier than losing you would to be to marry you. So it sounds to me like he gave her the ultimatum. It's a little weird.
I need that from you. I need you to be ready.
Oh, he did.
It's just like really hard to see how that's gonna happen for me.
If you're not ready by the end of this, it's time for me to take the next step with someone who's ready for it.
Wow, he is really twisting the knife, man. He's really twisting the knife. You want to know why this hurts? Once again, because there are more of her than there are of him. Jay Blaze says she has cheated on him multiple times. I bet she has too. That'd I bet she has
you,
too.
If you're ready, or if that ends up being somebody else, I need to focus on who I think would be the best fit for me.
Wow! Do you see
I
this?
Need to figure out what's best for me. Who could potentially, you know, be my lifelong partner if Madeline decides that she isn't ready, because I am there.
What Madeline is, what Colby is doing, is he is showing Madeline he'll walk away. He's like, look, I have feelings for you. But if you're not, and this is stupid for him to say, but it is what it is. If you're not going to do what I want you to do, if you don't want to get married, I'm out. And that scares the fucking shit out of her. Women have to know that you are ready, willing, and able to walk away at any time. That's the only... A woman will not respect you if she doesn't think you could just dip. She won't.
And I hope that I'm able to find, if not here, somebody else out there that's willing to be with me for the rest of their lives. Hopefully end up in marriage.
Dude, can you imagine what this dude is going to look like when he is 35 years old? This dude...
To Madeline, I love her, and I couldn't imagine if she ended up with somebody else, but I'm still going to pursue other people because that's what I came here to do.
Okay.
I don't want to be just, I don't know, I'll be heartbroken though. I'm lost right now. I don't know.
Oh boy. Oh, yeah. This guy's going to be a Chad, man. Welcome to the new era. Oh, look at that ass. Whose ass is this?
Hello.
Oh, hi.
Zay, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you again.
Oh, Zay. There it is. She wants to fuck Zay.
Yesterday, I was in a 2.5-year relationship, and today I'm dating new people, so it's pretty crazy. I haven't felt like this in a while, getting to know different women.
Dude, Madeline is not that attractive. I don't know, man. I don't know. I got to see what her whole body looks like. I don't think she's as attractive as...
Hi. How are you?
Oh, my God.
See where we're matching today?
I know.
Cheers.
Damn, whose ass was that?
How are you?
Good. I'm not ready to get married. I'm going to enjoy dating other people. I have one life. And I'm with somebody who is going to fully fulfill me and make me happy forever, that there's no one else.
Yeah, he's better looking than she is.
They're better for me. It's always a question.
I'm gonna give you a hug. I just feel like you need a hug.
Oh boy.
I feel like you need a hug. What's your name again? Isaiah for Isaiah.
No, that's not.
Don't tell me your name.
No, my name is Zay. That's it.
Zay, got it. This is weird.
Dude.
Because yesterday.
April fucks niggas, y'all. April fucks niggas, y'all. Let me give you a hug. Oh boy. No boy. Dude, women will show you that they're attracted to you. They will absolutely show that you're attracted to you. And this is funny. So Devin and I, the second day we were in Reno. We get up nice and early and we go to the grocery store, Safeway. And so, you know, we're in different parts of the store. And I'm sitting there in the frozen section and this woman walks by. Very thick accent. She says, I like the way you smell. You smell good. And then a white girl walking right by at the same time. She's like, she looks at me and says, yeah, I agree. This is how it works, guys. Your woman has to know that other women want to be with you.
Jake and I were clearly together.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Way too many tattoos.
Today is a single woman. It is weird. I'm just like, what is going on?
In this experience, I'm looking for the characteristics I want in a husband. I need a manly man. Someone that
does she have fake tits?
Is exciting and adventurous. He's got to be loving. And he's 6 foot or taller.
Here we go.
That's my requirement. Whether it be Jake, whether it be somebody new.
See, here we go. She wants, dude, she wants Tupac with a degree. She's like, I want someone who's a husband material, who's also exciting and fun and adventurous, who's 6 feet tall. Now, she's young and hot. She's 23. So the chances of her finding a guy like this willing to commit, they're a little bit higher. But again, beauty is common, sweetheart. Beauty is common. There are many, 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 many beautiful women in the world. There are many beautiful women in the world. Beauty is common. Men like this are not.
That's exactly what I want. My name's A.
A.
That's my legal name.
Oh, April. There she goes.
Who is April?
April is a firecracker. I make jokes all the time. Like, I'm going to be a stay-at-home mom. I can't wait to be a stay-at-home mom.
I want to have kids later on, like when I'm ready, and that's why financial stability is.
Oh, God. Here we go again. Let me tell y'all something. This bitch is financially stable, okay? I paid for these on my own. I don't need your wallet. I can take care of my own.
Bingo. She got her own fake tits. That's it. And, gee, I wonder how she was able to pay for a set of fake tits at 23 years old. So she got a Coach bag or a Prada bag. She's got a set of fake tits that she paid all on her own. A 23-year-old attractive woman has a bunch of money. Where do you think her money comes from?
Don't ask.
I want...
Wait, what? Hold up.
Let me tell y'all something. This bitch is financially stable, okay? I paid for these on my own. I don't need your wallet. I can take care of my own ass.
I want to continue my career and get a little bit more established. I'm not at a place yet where I'm satisfied.
See?
I need to focus on myself as far as like financially.
Do you see? She's getting the same answers from all these men. These men are telling her, I'm not ready to get fucking married. They are telling her exactly what her now ex-boyfriend told her. I'm not financially ready to get married. Every one of these guys are telling her the same thing.
You have the same bullshit ass excuse as every other guy.
Here we go.
So I'm just going to have to say next.
Well, guess what, sweetheart? You can say next all you want to, but at some point, your options are going to run dry. Listen, guys are going to want to smash this girl well into her 40s, but commit to her? Not so much.
What are those? Are those like...
They're like Tahitian pearls.
That's badass.
Oh, that's right. Yes, this is the girl whose boyfriend bought her a car. That's right. Oh, my God.
They look really cool.
Yeah.
Is there like a story behind it?
No, I just got at the beach.
Okay, I love that. Hey, that's great story.
Being single for the first time in a really long time and dating 5 potential new partners is extremely nerve-wracking. But at the same time, I want to walk out of here engaged to someone that is ready to get married.
So Alexis looks like she's had some work done. Her lips look like they've been done. And listen, Alexis is, she's got attractive features, but, and listen, I'm not gonna bag on a woman for something she has no control over. Yeah, she has a manly jaw. That's not her fault. That's not under her control. JBlaze11 says, April fucks like a wild beast. Dude, April is the type of bitch who wants you to butt fuck her with your boot on the side of her head.
Married, and I hope that it's with Hunter, but I'm definitely open to the possibility that I might find someone that checks all the boxes and is ready. So I want to grab people's attention, and I want the guys to see my cute body.
What's most important for you to find in a partner?
Sex life is very important.
Madeline is not attractive, dude.
What is a good sex drive to you?
Fucking like, what, 2 or 3 times a day?
I don't think that is what I came here to explore.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Do you have a wild side?
Of course I have a wild side. I like sci-fi books.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. She's not turned on by that.
No. Physical connection is hard to put in words. As soon as Randall walked in, I felt it.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
See what kind of body she's got. See what she's looking. Let's see what she's working with.
Very sexy. Fuck. So to be honest with you, like initially when we came in, you were like the first person that I felt like that's someone that I think that I could be comfortable. Your energy is just like, I feel like it could match.
Yeah.
I just love his energy. Translation, I wanna fuck him. Guys, this is why I created Womanese. This is why I created Womanese, guys. JBlaze11 says Maddie will be fat in 4 years. Yes. You can tell she's already a little chubby. And as soon as she gets that ring, she'll pull that fat grenade. Apollo says Alexis thinks that her SMV is higher than it actually is. You're right. She thinks that's because she's blonde and not ugly that everyone's going to want her. Sweetheart, just because dudes holler at you on Instagram doesn't mean they're going to holler at you in real life.
I agree.
Are they on a date or are they just talking?
You said what?
Me and my mother. Oh. Just...
Look at somebody a little jealous already.
I'm not jealous.
I'm not going to lie. It's really weird to see the person that you came here with dating someone else and like laughing and having a good time.
Oh, yeah. She's going to be... Listen, Madeline has a nice... She has a... Madeline is the female equivalent of skinny fat. The only reason why Madeline is not fat is because she's young. That's it. She's not fat because she's young. That's the only reason she's not fat. She does not work out, and that is definitely going to come back to bite her in her soon-to-be oversized ass.